Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The next stage of Syria peace talks on a political transition is underway in Geneva, with UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura meeting with members of the Opposition High Negotiation Committee. Opposition member Assad al-Zubi said his delegation affirmed its seriousness in the search for a political solution. He blamed the government for flouting all pertinent UN Security Council resolutions. Mr. de Mistura said it's normal for each delegation to state its own strong position.
But that does not indicate at all that when we come here, we came here to negotiate. And therefore, with all respect to statements, the reality is that at a certain point, we are going to go deeper and deeper into the issue of political transition.
Meanwhile, a top Syrian official, Deputy Foreign Minister Faisal Mekdad, told the Associated Press the opposition should let go of the dream of getting rid of President Bashar al-Assad. A video appears to be the first proof some of the schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram militants in the Borno state capital, or rather town, of Chibok 2 years ago are still alive. The cable news network showed the video released by the Sunni militant group, with tearful parents recognizing their daughters. The video is believed to have been recorded in December. Alia Yusufu is part of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that demands their freedom.
I feel really sad and really kind of disappointed in our government for not being able to bring back the Chibok girls sooner than now.
More than 270 girls were abducted by Boko Haram April 14, 2014. Dozens escaped shortly after the mass abduction, but more than 200 are still missing. Amnesty International estimates some 2,000 children have been kidnapped by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. President Obama Wednesday said the U.S.-led coalition has momentum and plans to keep that momentum in the fight against the Islamic State. After meeting his national security team at the Central Intelligence Agency, Mr. Obama said the IS group must be and will be defeated.
We've seen so tragically, from Brussels to Istanbul to Iraq, where ISIL slaughtered children watching soccer, these depraved terrorists still have the ability to inflict horrific violence on the innocent, to the revulsion of the entire world. With attacks like these, ISIL hopes to weaken our collective resolve. And once again, they have failed. Their barbarism only stiffens our unity and determination to wipe this vile terrorist organization off the face of the earth.
He said the IS leadership has had a few bad months, citing the capture of Abu Dawood, leader of the IS chemical weapons program, and the killing of Abu Salah, an IS financier. The lawyer representing some of the Taiwanese nationals deported to China this week said Nairobi's action was illegal and he plans to sue.
These were people who had been acquitted by a court of law. There was no attempt that was made by the state to apply to court or to any other body of any form to justify why they wanted to deport them. I think the state was just disappointed by the verdict of the court. And there's a recourse for that, not to deport.
Lawyer Steve Jacinta said he's been in contact with many of the Taiwan and Chinese nationals whom he represents. Kenya deported two groups of Taiwanese nationals to China. They were cleared by a Kenyan court of charges of cybercrime, but they also are suspected of being involved in fraud of Chinese consumers in an alleged telecom scheme. Taiwan has accused China of kidnapping their citizens. Several Russian military aircraft flew a series of simulated attack passes near a U.S. destroyer in the Baltic Sea over the course of 2 days this week, actions that drew the attention Wednesday of the White House. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest.
This incident is entirely inconsistent with the professional norms of militaries operating in proximity to each other in international waters and international airspace.
On April 11th, Russian aircraft flew around 20 passes near the USS Donald Cook, coming within 1,000 meters at 30 meters altitude. The following day, warplanes conducted 11 more such attack passes, just 9 meters above the warship. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is defending the transfer of two islands to Saudi Arabia, insisting he didn't give up a single grain of sand. Cairo announced this week it plans to hand the islands back to the control of the Saudis. They're located in the Red Sea. Three French peacekeeping soldiers died Tuesday after their armored vehicle hit a landmine in Mali. The blast occurred as a convoy was traveling to the northern desert town of Tassilit. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Great news. It's VOA.